Shavi. Vayomer aleihem Moshe, and Moshe said to them, Moshe said to the Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, Im ta'asun es hadavar hazeh, if you'll do this thing, Im techotu lifnei Hashem la'melchomo, if you will arm yourselves before Hashem and go to war. Va'ovar alochem kol cholutz es hayarden lifnei Hashem, and every armed man among you will pass over the Yarden before Hashem to fight against the Knanim. Ad hoyrisho yes oivav miponov, until he will chase away his enemy from before him. V'nichbisho ha'oreth lifnei Hashem, and the land will be captured and conquered before Hashem. V'achar toshuvu, after that you will be able to return to Eivah HaYarden. V'yisem nekiyim me'Hashem u'mi'Yisrael, and then you will be clear and vindicated from Hashem and from Klal Yisrael, because you kept your word and you fought against the Knanim. V'hoysa ha'oretz hazois lochem la'achuzah lifnei Hashem. And then this land, the land of Eivah HaYarden, will be to you for a possession before Hashem. However, v'imloy sasun kein, if you will not do this, you will not go over the Yarden to fight. Hinei chatosem l'Hashem, behold, you have sinned before Hashem. Ude'u chataschem asher timso eschem, and know your sin that you will encounter. And now Moshe Rabbeinu corrects the Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven for what they said earlier in Pasuk Tezayin, where they mentioned their cattle before their children. Benu lochem orim letapchem, first build cities for your young children, and then afterwards ugederois, enclosures, litzoyna'achem, to be used as your pens. The word tzoyna'achem over here means your pens. It does not mean your sheep, because the word sheep is spelled tzadi aleph nun. However, over here, there is no aleph between the tzadi and the nun. Therefore, the shorish of this word is tzadi nun hei, tzoyne, which means pens. Ugederois, and enclosures, litzoynachem, to be used as your pens. V'hayoytzi mipichem ta'asu, and that which has come out of your mouth, you shall do. And what Moshe meant by these words is that as far as the condition I am making with you to enable you to receive the land of Eivah HaYarden, it would be sufficient for you to remain in Eretz Yisrael for 7 years, the years that it will take to conquer Eretz Yisrael. And that is why Moshe said in Pasuk Chav Beis, V'nichbisho ha'oret lefnei Hashem, after the land is conquered, V'achar toshuvu, you can return to Eivah HaYarden. However, since you said in Pasuk Yud Ches that you would stay, Ad hisnachel b'nei Yisrael ishnachalosoi, until each man inherits his portion, which means that you said that you would stay the additional 7 years that it would take to divide Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, I am telling you, v'hayotze mipichem ta'asu, that which came out of your mouths, you should keep. Keep your word and stay 7 years of conquering plus the extra 7 years of dividing Eretz Yisrael for a total of 14 years. And Lamaisa, that is what the Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven did. They stayed a total of 14 years. If you noticed, in the past few psukim, Moshe is constantly using the words lifnei Hashem. In Pasuk Chof he says, Im techotzu lifnei Hashem. In Pasuk Chof Aleph, Va'ovar lochem kol cholutz es hayarden lifnei Hashem. And in Pasuk Chof Beis, V'nichbisho ha'oretz lifnei Hashem. Why does Moshe say lifnei Hashem so many times? And the Mincha Balula says that Moshe was correcting the Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, who did not make any mention of Hashem's name. Moshe said to them, don't think that you will be victorious because of your own strength, as is evident that this is what you are thinking, since you did not mention Hashem's name in your words. But rather, everything is from Hashem. And that is why Moshe kept mentioning Hashem's name in his words. Earlier in Pasuk Yud Zayin, the Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven said that we will build fortified cities for our children. So why did Moshe only say over here in Pasuk Chaf Dalid, Binu lachem orim letapchem, build for yourselves regular cities for your children? Why didn't Moshe make any mention of fortified cities? Chasam Sofer explains that shluchei mitzvah eino nizoikin, one who goes out to do a mitzvah will not be harmed. Moshe said, if you will fight this war l'shem shamayim, no harm will come to you or your children, and the cities do not need to be fortified. And the pasuk continues, Vayomer b'nei Gad u'b'nei Reuven, and the children of God and the children of Reuven said el Moshe to Moshe lemar, saying, Avodecha yasu, your servants will do ka'asher adoni mitzaveh, like my master has commanded. Tapenu our small children, noshenu our wives, miknenu our cattle, v'chol behemtenu, and all our animals, yihiyu shom ba'ori ha'gilad, will remain over there in Eivah HaYarden in the cities of Gilad. Va'avodecha yavru, and your servants will pass over the Yarden. Kol chalut savo, every armed man going to the army. Lifnei Hashem la'melchama, before Hashem to go out to war. Ka'asher adoni doiver, just like my master has spoken. And the Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain made the two corrections that Moshe pointed out to them in the previous psukim. They placed their children before their cattle, as the pasuk says, Tapenu, Noshenu, and then Miknenu. And also they mentioned Hashem's name, as it says in the pasuk, Lifnei Hashem la'melchama. Vayitzav lohem Moshe, and Moshe put in charge over them Eis Elozer HaKoyen, Elozer HaKoyen ve'Eis Yehoshua Benun, and Yehoshua Benun ve'Eis Roshe Avos HaMatos l'Bnei Yisrael, and the heads of the Shvatim of the Bnei Yisrael. Vayomer Moshe Aleihem, and Moshe said to them, I will make a t'nai, I will make a condition whether they will get the land of Eber HaYarden or not. Im Yavru Bnei Gad uBnei Ruvain itchem es haYarden, if the Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain will pass over with you the Yarden, kol cholutz la'melchama lifnei Hashem, every armed soldier to go to war before Hashem, v'nich b'shaharis lifneichem, and the land will be captured before you. Then unesatem lohem es eretz haGilad la'achuza, then you will give to them the land of Gilad in Eber haYarden for a possession. V'im lo yavru chalutzim itchem. However, if they do not pass over armed with you to fight the war, then they will not receive the land in Eber HaYarden, and they will inherit the land with you in Eretz Canaan. And Chazal learned from here that if one makes a t'nai, a condition, he must state both sides of the condition. He must state the terms of compliance and the terms of non-compliance. This is called a t'nai kafel, a doubled condition. We see this from Moshe's words to the Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain. He said, if you go over the Yarden and fight, you will receive the land in Eber HaYarden. These are the terms of compliance. And then he said, if you will not go over to fight, you will not receive a portion in Eber HaYarden. Those are the terms of non-compliance. Only when one makes a t'nai kafel is it a valid t'nai. Vayanu Bnei Gad uBnei Ruvain, and the Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain answered Moshe Lamor, saying, what Hashem has spoken to your servants, so we shall do. Nachnu na'avor chalutzim, we will pass over the Yarden armed. Lifnei Hashem, before Hashem, Eretz Canaan, to the land of Canaan. Ve'itonu achuzas nachaloseinu, and with us will be the possession of our inheritance. Me'ever la'yarden, on the east side of the Yarden. And the Orach Chaim and Sefurna explain that the Bnei Gad uBnei Ruvain were not happy with what Moshe told them in Pasuk Chavtes. Moshe said that they would receive the land of Eber HaYarden only after they capture Eretz Yisrael. As Moshe said, V'nich b'sho ha'oret lefneichem, once the land will be captured before you, then unesatem lahem Eretz Gilad, I will give you the land of Gilad. You first have to capture the land, and then you will receive the land of Eber HaYarden. The Bnei Gad uBnei Ruvain countered that they wanted Eber HaYarden now, even before they fought the war. And that is why they said, Nachnu na'avor chalutzim lifnei Hashem Eretz Canaan, we will go over and fight. Ve'itonu achuzas nachloseinu me'Eber HaYarden, and with us should already be the possession of land in Eber HaYarden. We want the land now before we fight the war. And Moshe agreed to them to give them the land now. And this is what the pasuk means in pasuk lamed gimel, Vayiten lohem Moshe, and Moshe gave them now the land, Livnei Gad v'livnei Reuven v'lachatzi shevet Menashe ben Yosef, to the children of God, the children of Reuven, and half of shevet Menashe, the son of Yosef, es mamlecha Sichon melecho Emori, the kingdom of Sichon, the king of Emori, ve'es mamlecha es Oig melecha Boshon, and the kingdom of Oig, the king of Boshon, ha'oretz la'oreha b'gvulois, the land with its cities and all its borders, which means that Moshe already divided the area, which area would belong to the Bnei Reuven, which area would belong to the Bnei Gad, and which area would belong to Chatzi Shevet Menashe. Ore Ha'oret Saviv, the cities with its land around it. And the obvious question is, how did Chatzi Shevet Menashe get into the picture over here? They did not ask for land Me'eva LaYarden, it was only Gad and Reuven. So why does the pasuk mention Chatzi Shevet Menashe? Ramban explains that after Moshe consented to the request of Reuven and Gad to give them the land Me'eva LaYarden, he realized that the territory was too large for them alone, and offered a portion to whoever would join with them me'ever la'yarden. Some families from Menasheh took him up on the offer, and therefore part of Shevet Menasheh settled in the area of Ever la'yarden. And the Ramban also explains that although the Pasuk calls them Chatzi Shevet Menasheh, half of the Shevet of Menasheh, it really means part of the Shevet of Menasheh, because only two out of their eight mishpachos mentioned in Parshas Pinchas took a portion in Ever HaYarden, and they are the family of Machir and the family of Gilad. However, the other six families took their chelik in Eretz Yisrael. And the Pasuk continues, Vayivnu Bnei God, and the Bnei God built Es Divoin, Ves Atorois, Ves Aroyer, Ves Atrois Shoifon, Ves Yazer, Vyogbeho, Ves Beis Nimro, Ves Beis Horon. All these cities they built, Ore Mivzar, into fortified cities, Vigidrois Sain, and into enclosures for sheep. And although their cities were already fortified by the Goyim, as the Pasuk says in Parashas Devarim, Perigimel Pasuk He, Kol Ela Orim Bitsurois, all the cities of Oig were fortified and strong, Shach explains that the Bnei God Ubnei Reuven tore down these cities and rebuilt them, since they were originally built for the sake of Avodah Zarah. So Vayivnu in the Pasuk means that they rebuilt them after having knocked them down. Ubnei Reuven Bonu, and the children of Reuven built Es Cheshboin, Ves El Olei, Ves Kiryosoyim, Ves Nevoi and Nevoi, Ves Balmaoin and Balmaoin, Musaboi Shem, Nevoi and Balmaoin. Reuven changed their names, because Nevoi and Balmaoin were names of Avodah Zarah. Therefore, they did not want to keep those names as names of the cities, and they changed their names to a different name. Ves Sivma, and the city of Sivma they also built. Sivma is the city of Sivam, mentioned earlier in Pasuk Gimel. Vayikru v'shemois, and they called by new names, Es Shemois Ha'orim Ashabonu, the names of the cities that they built. And the Gur Aryeh explains that they called all the cities by new names, just that all the other cities were known by both names, by their original name and by their new name. However, Nevoi and Baal Ma'oin were only called by their new names, since their old names were names of Avodah Zarah. Vayelchu b'nei Machir ben Menasheh Gil'odo, and the children of Machir, the son of Menasheh, went to Gilad, Vayelkeduha, and they captured the city, Vayeresh es ho'emori asher bo, and they chased away the Emori that lived there. Vayiten Moshe es ha-Gilad le-Machir ben Menasheh, and Moshe gave the Gilad to Machir, the son of Menasheh, Vayeshev bo, and he settled over there. Vayor'ir ben Menasheh holach, and Yo'ir, the son of Menasheh, went, Vayilkoid, and he captured es Chavoisehem, their villages, Vayikro eshem Chavois Yo'ir, and he called these villages, the villages of Yo'ir. Since Yo'ir did not have any children, therefore he called these villages after his own name as a memorial. And although the Pasuk calls Yo'ir the son of Menasheh, Ramban explains that he was not really the son of Menasheh, but rather the grandson of Chetzroin, who was from Shevet Yehuda. Yo'ir's only connection to Shevet Menasheh was that Yo'ir's grandmother, Chetzroin's wife, was the daughter of Machir ben Menasheh. And the reason why the Pasuk traces his lineage to his grandmother's family, to Menasheh's family, even though he was really from Shevet Yehuda, was only because he took a portion in their land. The Noivach holach, and Noivach went, and Chizkuni says that Noivach was from the family of Menasheh, Vayilkoid es Kenos ves Benoiseho, and he captured the city of Kenos and her suburbs, Vayikrola Noivach Bishmoi, and he called the name of this city Noivach after his own name. Zokt Rashi Posuk Chav Dalev, Litzoy Na'achem, you shall make enclosures to be used as your pens. Tevazu Migzeras Tzoyne Va'alofim Kulam. This word Tzoy Na'achem comes from the word Tzoyne, in the Pasuk Tzoyne Va'alofim Kulam, all of them are pens and cattle. She'ein by Aleph Mafsik Be'nun L'Tzadi, because there is no Aleph separating the Nun and the Tzadi, which would make the word into Tzoyne, sheep. The Aleph Shebokan Achar HaNun, and the Aleph that comes over here after the Nun in the word Tzoy Na'achem, B'mokoim Hei Shel Tzoynehu, that is instead of the Hei of the root of the word Tzoyneh. Therefore, Zok Rashi, the word Tzoy Na'achem does not mean your sheep, but rather to be used as your pens. Mi'isoydoi Shor Rav Moshe HaDarshan Lomadti Kein, I learned this from Rav Moshe HaDarshan. V'hayoytze Mipichem Tasu, and that which comes out of your mouth you shall do, L'gavaya, for the sake of Hashem. Shekibaltem aleichem laver lemulchama, because you accepted upon yourself to go to war, ad kibush v'chiluk, until the land is conquered and until the land is divided. Shemoshe lebikesh mehem, because Moshe only asked from them, elo v'nichbisho, only that the land should be conquered, v'achar toshuvu, and afterwards you can return to your land. V'heim kiblu aleichem, and they themselves accepted upon themselves, ad hisnachel, until the land will be inherited and divided. Harei hoisifu, they added upon themselves, lehisakev, to wait there, sheva shecholku, the 7 years of division. V'chein osu, and so they did, the Bnei Gad of Bnei Reuven waited there for the 7 years of conquering, and also for the 7 years of chalukah. Zokt Rashi, v'yomer Bnei Gad uvnei Reuven, and both the Bnei Gad and the Bnei Reuven said. So Rashi is bothered, why does it say v'yomer in the singular, and it does not say v'yomeru, and they said. Kulam ki ish echad, it is because they spoke with unity like one person. That is why it says vayomer in the singular. Vayitzav lohem, and they put in charge over them. So the word lohem does not mean to them, but rather over them. Kimay alehem val tenoom mino Elazar v'Yeshua. He appointed Elazar and Yeshua over them and over their stipulation. Kimoy, just like the pasuk says, Hashem yilochem lohem, it does not mean Hashem will fight to you, but rather Hashem will fight for you. So too over here, Vayitzav Lohem Moshe means that Moshe put in charge over them, not to them. Zakrashi v'itonu, and with us, Achuzat Nachaloseinu, will be the possession of our inheritance. What does it mean, v'itonu, that it will be with us? Kaloimar, this means to say, Biodenu uv'rishusenu, tihi Achuzat Nachaloseinu me'ever hazeh. The land on the east side of the Yarden will already be in our possession. It will belong to us before we start the war against the Canaanites. Zakrashi ore mibzar v'gidroi sain. Ze soit ha-posuk. This end of the posuk, ore mibzar v'gidroi sain, moisav al tchilas ha'in, it is going back to the beginning of posuk lamedalid, vayivnu v'nei God. And the posuk is saying, vayivnu v'nei God, and the b'nei God built es ha'orim halolu, all these cities, liyois ore mibzar v'gidroi sain, to be fortified cities and enclosures for sheep. Ves nevoi ves bal ma'oin musaboy shem. Nevoi ubal ma'oin shemos avodas elilim heim. Nevoi and bal ma'oin were names of avodizara. V'hoyu ho'emorayim kerim oreim al shem avodizara shalohem. And the emori used to call their cities by the names of their avodizara. Uvnei Reuven heisabu eshemom l'shemos acherim. And therefore the Bnei Reuven changed their names to other names. V'zehu musaboy shem, and this is what the pasuk means, musaboy shem. Nevoi u'bal ma'oin musabois l'shem acher. Nevoi and bal ma'oin were changed to another name. Zok Rashi ve'es Sivma. Bonu Sivma, they built Sivma. Rashi is coming to tell us that when it says in the beginning of Pasuk Lamed Zayin, Uvenei Reuven bonu, and the children of Reuven built, and then it lists many cities, Cheshboin, El Ole, Kir Yosoyim, Nevoi and bal ma'oin. And then the Pasuk is mafzik. The Pasuk interrupts listing the cities by saying musabois shem, that the city of Nevoi and the city of Baal Ma'oin, their names had to be changed because they were names of Avodah Zarah. And then the pasuk goes back to naming a city by saying Ve'esivma. Therefore Rashi says that when it says Ve'esivma, it is going back to the beginning of Pasuk Lamed Zayin that says Uvenei Reuven Bonu. And the children of Reuven built also Sivma. Bonu Sivma, they built Sivma. Ve'hi Sivam ho'amura l'malo, this is the city of Sivam, mentioned earlier in Pasuk Gimel. Zokt Rashi vayoresh, and he chased away the Emori. Kitagumoy, like Targum says, v'sorech, which means to chase away. Shetevas reish mishameshesh shtei chalukos. Because the word reish can be used for two meanings. Lashon Yerusha, it can mean to inherit. The Lashon Hayrasha, and it can also mean to chase away. Shehutirud v'siruch, which is a Lashon of chasing away and driving out. Zokt Rashi chavoy sehem. Ya'ir ben Menashe captured Chavoseihem, which means, as Targum says, Kafor Nehoin, their villages. Vayikra Esen Chavos Ya'ir, Lefisha Loi Hayu Loi Bonim, since Ya'ir did not have any children, Korum Bishmoi, he called the names of these villages after his name, Lizikoroin, as a memorial. Vayikra Lo Noivach, and Noivach called the name of the city by his own name, the name of Noivach. Lo enoi mapike. The hay in the word lo is not a mapike. It does not have a dogish in it. V'ro'isi b'yosodo shel Ramosha Adarshin. And I saw in Ramosha Adarshin, Lefishaloi niskayim lo shemzeh. Since this name Noivach did not last, lefichach hu rofe. That is why it is without a dogish. It is a rofe, a weak letter. Shemashma midrashoi kemoi loi. The meaning of this word lo would mean loi no. Loi Noivach. This name Noivach did not last. Because if it would have had a mapik hay, it would have been pronounced loch. However, without a mapik hay, it is just pronounced lo, which has the same sound as the word lo lamed aleph, which is the Aramaic version of the word loy, no. That is why we can explain the word to mean loy, no. Loy Noivach, Noivach's name did not last. And Rashi continues, Utimahani, and I wonder, my yidroish b'shtei ha-tevois ha-doimais lo. What will Rav Moshe HaDarshan do with the two words that are similar to the law in our Pasuk in two other places, where over there too it does not have a mafakeh, and Rav Moshe HaDarshan would have to explain it to mean a loy? How would he explain it over there? The Pasuk in Rus, Vayomer lo boyos, and the Pasuk in Zechariah, Livnois lo bayis. How will Rav Moshe HaDarshan explain those words law to mean loy? And the Baal HaTurim answers that we can also explain those two psukim to mean loy. Vayomer loy boyos, which means boyos did not speak directly to her, but rather to a shliach. And also livnois loy bayis, which means loy bayis. He wanted to build the house, but loy bayis, he did not actually build the house. Parshas Maaseh. Elam Maaseh v'nei Yisrael. These are the journeys of the B'nai Yisrael. Asher yotzu me'eretz Mitzrayim l'tzevoisam. That went out of Eretz Mitzrayim according to their troops, Biad Moshe v'Aharon, under the hand and under the leadership of Moshe and Aharon. Vayichtov Moshe es moitzoehem, and Moshe wrote, they're going forth l'masehem, according to their journeys, al pi Hashem, which was all according to the word of Hashem. Ve'ele, and these are masehem, their journeys, l'moitzoehem, to their going forth. And we must understand what the pasuk means when it says moitzoehem l'masehem, they're going forth to their journeys. Also, why does the pasuk first start off by saying Moitzoehem and then Lemasehem, and then at the end of the pasuk it says in the reverse Masehem Lemoitzoehem? Shari Aharon explains that the pasuk does not just list all the places where Klal Yisrael stopped, because then the pasuk would have said these were the stops of the Bnei Yisrael, Ramses, Sukkos, Esam, etc. Rather, the pasuk lists the places they traveled from and also the places where they were traveling to. They traveled from Ramses and encamped in Sukkos. Then they traveled from Sukkos and encamped in Esam. That is the meaning of the pasuk Moitzoehem. The pasuk lists where they went out from Lemasehem to where they were journeying to. And since the main point was where they were journeying to, the end of the pasuk says Ve'elem Masehem Lemoitzoehem, placing where they journeyed to first. Kli Yakar offers another teretz, and he says during the 40 years that the Yidden were in the Midbar, they journeyed 42 journeys, 42 masois. And while most of them were on the journey forward, some of them were in the opposite direction back to Mitzrayim. When the Yidden submitted to Hashem's will, they moved forward, coming closer to their destination. At times, however, they rebelled and wanted to return to Mitzrayim. The word Moitzoehem refers to their point of origin, and the word Masehem refers to their destination. Moshe lists all the 42 encampments, and among these, the most were in the direction of Moitzoehem, from their origin, Mitzrayim, Lemasehem, en route to their destination, Eretz Yisrael. And all of these were Al Pi Hashem. Among the 42 encampments that Moshe lists, there were also some which were, however, Masehem, from their destination, Eretz Yisrael, Lemoitzoehem, back to where they were coming from, back to Mitzrayim. And these were not Al Pi Hashem. And the pasuk continues, Vayisu Merameses, and Klal Yisrael traveled from Rameses b'Chodesh Harishon in the first month, in the month of Nisan, b'Chamisha Oso Yom l'Chodesh Harishon, on the 15th day of this first month Nisan, Mimocharas HaPesach, on the day after the Shechita of the Korban Pesach, because on the 14th day of Nisan they shechted the Korban Pesach, and on the next day Yotzu v'nei Yisrael b'Yad Romo, Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim with an upraised hand, le'enei kol Mitzrayim, in front of all the eyes of the Mitzrayim. U'Mitzrayim mikabrim, and the Mitzrayim were busy burying Eis Asher Hiko Hashem bohem kol bechor, those among them who Hashem struck every bechor. U'Veloheim also Hashem shfotim, and with their gods Hashem inflicted punishment. And the Maskil David explains that the Pasuk is telling us the kindness, the chesed of Hashem. He did not want Klal Yisrael to be delayed for even 1 second. He therefore caused the Mitzrayim to be busy burying their dead and watching the punishment inflicted on their gods, that they did not realize the magnitude of all their slaves leaving Mitzrayim at one time. And that is why Klal Yisrael were able to leave Mitzrayim biyad Roma and without delay. And the pasuk continues, Vayusu Bnei Yisrael, and the Bnei Yisrael traveled, Me Ramesses from Ramesses, Vayachanu, and they encamped Bisukois and Sukois. Vayusu Misukois, and they traveled from Sukois, Vayachanu Ve'esam Asher Bekseh HaMidbar, and they encamped in Esam, which was at the edge of the Midbar. Vayusu Me'esam, and they traveled from Esam, Vayoshav Al Piachiros, and they returned to Piachiros. The pasuk says that they returned, because on the third day, Klal Yisrael were told to go backwards toward the Mitzrayim in order to fool Paroi into thinking that they were lost in the Midbar. This way, Paroi would chase after them. And the Baal HaTurim points out that the word Vayoshav is written in the singular, alluding to the achdus and unity that Klal Yisrael had in going backwards. Although this was a very dangerous move, they were still united as one in doing what Hashem commanded. So they returned from Esam back to Piachiros, Asher al Pnei Baal Tzifoin, which was before the Avodah Zorah Baal Tzifoin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Mitzrayim to think that the Avodah Zorah Baal Tzifoin was pulling Klal Yisrael back toward them, out of the Midbar, toward the Mitzrayim. This way, they would have the audacity to run after Klal Yisrael, even after so many Makos. Vayachanu lifnei Migdol, and they camped before Migdol. Vayisu mipnei Hachirois, and they traveled from Pi Hachirois, Vayavru, and they passed through Besoich Hayom into the Yamsuf, where they came out alive, and the Mitzrayim drowned in the Yamsuf, Hamidbara, and they went into the Midbar. Vayelchu derech shloishes yomim b'midbar Esam, and they went 3 days in the desert of Esam, Vayachanu b'morah, and they camped in Morah. Vayisu mimorah, and they traveled from Morah, Vayavoyu elimo, and they came to Elim. Ube'elim, and in Elim, Shteim Esrei Enos Mayim, there were 12 springs of water, Vishivim Timorim, and 70 date trees, Vayachanu Sham, and they encamped there. And the Baal HaTurim points out that the Pasuk does not say, Vayisu Mimoro, and they traveled from Moro, Vayachanu Be'elim, and they encamped in Elim, but rather, Vayisu Mimoro, Vayavoyu Elimo, they traveled from Moro, and they came to Elim. And over there they saw 12 springs of water and 70 date trees. And then the pasuk says, Vayachanu Sham, they encamped there. Why does it first say Vayachanu Sham later on? And the Baal HaTurim explains that this is to tell us that they did not have intentions to stop in Elim. It was only after they saw the nace of the springs and the date trees growing for them in the middle of the desert that they made a stop there. And that is why the pasuk says, Vayisu Mimora Vayavoyu Elimo. At first they were just coming to Elim. It was only after they saw the Shtei Mesrei Enos Mayim and the Shivim Tmorim that they decided that this was a very special place, Vayachanu Sham, and then they encamped over there. Vayisu Me Elim, and they traveled from Elim, Vayachanu Al Yamsuf, and they encamped by the Yamsuf. And although in pasuk Ches it already says that the Bnei Yisrael went through the Yamsuf, this was a different location along the shores of the Yamsuf where they encamped now. Because the Yamsuf was very large and surrounded the entire Midbar, the entire Sinai Peninsula. In Pasuk Ches it was discussing the location where they crossed the Yamsuf. However, here they encamped at a different location along the shores of the Yamsuf. Zok Rashi Pasuk Aleph. Ela Masei, these are the journeys. Loma Nichtavu Hamasois Halalu. Why were all these journeys mentioned, especially since most of them were already mentioned in previous parshas? So Rashi lohidia, to let it be known, chasodov shel mokoim, the chesed of Hashem, she'af al pisha gozra aleihem, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed upon them, l'taltalam ulhaniyam ba'midbar, to move them around and cause them to wander in the midbar, lo toimar, you should not say, shehoyu noyim umetutolim mimasa lamasa kol arboim shono, that they moved around and wandered from one journey to another journey all 40 years. And they did not have any rest. That is not true, because they did rest. Because in total there were 42 journeys. Say mehem yudalid, deduct from them 14, shekulam hoyu bishanu bishoyna, that all these 14 occurred in the first year, koidem gezerah, before the decree of the Meraglim. Mishenosu meram says achebor lirisma, from the time that they traveled out of Mitzrayim from Ramses until they came to Risma, which was the place where the Meraglim were sent from. Shemisham nishtalchu hamaraglim, because from there, from Risma, the maraglim were sent. Shenemar, like the pasuk says at the end of Parshas Baloischa, va'achar nosu om mechatzeros, and afterwards the nation traveled from Chatzeros and they came to Midbar Poron. And in Midbar Poron, the beginning of Parsha Shlach starts off that Moshe told Klal Yisrael, Shlach lecho anoshim, send for yourself anoshim. And this occurred in Midbar Poron. The Kanu Oimer, however, over here the Pasuk says, Vayisu mechatzeros, and they traveled from Chatzeros, Vayachanu berisma, and they camped in Risma. How can the Pasuk say over here that from Chatzeros they encamped in Risma, if the Pasuk in Parshas Behaloischa says that they traveled from Chatzeros and encamped in Midbar Poron? This comes to teach you Shehi b'Midbar Poron, that Risma is a location in Midbar Poron, and that was the location where the Meraglim were sent from. So we see from here that the first 14 Masois, the first 14 journeys, all took place in the first year before the Gezerah of the Meraglim. The Oid, and furthermore, Hoitzi Misham, you can deduct from the total of 42 Ches Masois, the 8 journeys, Shehoyu La'achar Misa Saharoin, that took place after Aaron's death, Mehor Hor Ad Arvis Moyav, from the journey from Hor Hor all the way until Arvis Moyav, Bishnas Hor Arboim, which all took place in the 40th year. So we see that 14 journeys took place in the first year, and 8 took place in the last year, totaling 22. Nimsa, it comes out, Shekol Shmoina Ushloshim Shono, that the middle 38 years, Loinosu Ela Esrim Masois, they only traveled 20 journeys. And we see even more from Rashi in Parshas Devarim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Menvov, that they stayed in Kodesh for 19 years. So not only did they travel a mere 20 times in the middle 38 years, but they were actually in one place for 19 of those years. And that is the reason, Zok Rashi, why the Pasuk lists the 42 Masois, in order to teach you that Klal Yisrael did rest during those 40 years, because in the middle 38 years, they only traveled 20 Masois. Zeh miyusoidoi shel Rav Moshe Hadarshin, this pshat is from Rav Moshe Hadarshin. Rashi mentioned that the total number of journeys listed here was 42. However, if you count, you will only come up with 41. Rashi's number of 14 in the first year and 8 in the last year is correct. However, between those two numbers, there are only 19 journeys and not 20. Maskil David answers that this is only a problem because you counted Sukkos as the first stop. However, Ramses must be counted as stop number 1. Since Klal Yisrael was dispersed over the whole land of Goshen, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gathered them all in Ramses, Al Kanfei Neshorim, as Rashi says in Parshas Yisroi, Perik Yutes, Pasuk Dalet. So Ramses was stop number 1, and Sukkos number 2, and so on. And if you continue counting until Risma, not including Risma, you will get 14 journeys. And from Risma until Har HaHor is 20 journeys, and from Har HaHor till Arvos Moav is another 8, totaling 42. So by adding Ramses, we can complete the number of 42 journeys. Another point to mention is that Rashi says that the first 14 journeys all took place in the first year. Maskil David says that Rashi is lav dafka, because the last two of these 14 took place in the beginning of the second year, since only until the stop of Midbar Sinai took place in the first year. Then they spent almost a year at Sinai and traveled from there to Kivros HaTaiva. That took place in the beginning of the second year. So when Rashi says that the first 14 journeys took place in the first year, it is approximate. The main point of Rashi is that 14 journeys took place before the Avera of the Meraglim, which was approximately during their first year of traveling in the Midbar. Zok Rashi v'Rabbi Tanchuma Dorish Boi Drosha Acheres, and Rabbi Tanchuma says another pshat why the Torah has to list the 42 Masois. Marshal, this can be compared to Lemelech Shehoyah Benoi Choyle, to a king who had a sick son, and he brought him to a distant place to heal him. Kivin Shayu Chayzrim, once they were coming back, Hischil Aviv, his father started Moinet to count Kol HaMasois, all the journeys. Amalo, he said to him, Kan Yishananu, over here we slept, Kan Hukarnu, over here we were cold, Kan Choshashto Eshroishcha, over here you had a headache, your head hurt you. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king, and Klal Yisrael is his sick son, who went through the Memtes Shari Tumah of Mitzrayim. So he brought them to a distant land to heal them. He brought them through the Midbar to purify them. Once they came close to Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lists to them their whole journey in the Midbar, in order to show them how much he loved them. Here we slept means that here you were at peace. Here we were cold, which means that you were lacking something and I gave it to you. Here your head hurt you, which means you were in pain and I healed you. All 42 journeys were a sign of love from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. Zok Rashi, Umitzrayim Mekabrim, and the Mitzrayim were burying their dead. Trudim Be'ivlam, they were too busy with their mourning to delay Klal Yisrael from leaving Mitzrayim immediately.